Happy Wednesday out there, Team 42. It's your skipper here, Darius Zell, to present our macro minute for Wednesday, May 20th, 2026. As always, we'll start with the executive summary from today's leadoff morning note. So let's dive right in. Today's key macro question is the stock market mispriced? Our answer is it's the market's job to determine if it's mispriced relative to the evolving distribution of probable economic policy and market outcomes, not ours. Our job is to respond to changes in trending herd behavior much faster than investor consensus. That's how you stay on the right side of market risk. To this point, the risk of a material cross-asset correction continues to rise. Moreover, this risk is unlikely to dissipate until two of the following three catalysts are realized. Number one, the Fed commits to temporarily abandoning its inflation mandate and rejects signals from the bond market to tighten monetary policy, a la transitory in 2020 and 2021. Number two, the Fed tightens monetary policy enough to stymie accelerating core inflation pressures and quash expanding volatility in the bond market. And number three, the Strait of Hormuz is fully reopened. So any combination of those two will collapse the area under the curve, under the left side of the distribution of probable economic policy and market outcomes. You need both of them, in my opinion, to collapse that area, move the mean and median higher, and cause stocks to break out durably to new highs. So in our opinion, unless we get two of these outcomes, you're probably going to have, we're headed for some volatility in the coming months. Don't ask me how deep the drawdown's going to be. I have no idea. Nobody knows. But the reality is the buildup of the risk of a broad degrossing continues to rise. So as always, we'll wrap up with a question from our community here in the 42 Macro Dashboard. This one's titled Stagflation. It says, Didi, thanks for all that you do. I've spent 30 years living through market ups and downs, and your process and approach has reduced the volatility in my life. Thank you. That's really, really kind feedback. Getting back to the question, says, I don't want to overthink, but it looks like staples, healthcare, and other inflation sectors are catching a bid here. Is this a temporary phenomenon or an indication that the strong reflation signal is weakening and the likelihood of a regime change to inflation is strengthening? Or with Target, Walmart, and NVIDIA on deck, let's just kiss and Dr. Mo and read the room. So phenomenal question. I love when we get these types of questions because they're very astute. They understand, you know, it signals a real deep understanding of how the factors within the market can often lead the broad market regime phase transitions from one market regime to the next. And so the fact that we are starting to see a little bit of a relative performance bid in some of the more defensive assets like staples and healthcare is should be concerning to the extent, you know, it should be concerning for broad market participants because we are in a very high conviction reflation regime. Whenever you're in a very high conviction reflation regime, as indicated by our global macros matrix and the strength of signal associated with the current market regime, which is very high, it tells you that there's a lot of crowded positioning across the global buy side, you know, positioning for reflation. However, you know, the probability that we start to get inflation type dynamics in markets, risk off inflation, reflation being risk on, if we start to get risk off inflation type dynamics in markets trending, in our opinion, we think that probability is rising. That is the key takeaway from today's macro minute and has been the key takeaway from several macro minutes, lead off morning notes and around the horns for the past few weeks. So hopefully we're making ourselves very clear on that. We'll wrap it up there. Darius Zell here, presenting our macro minute for Wednesday, May 20th, 2026. Best of luck out there today. We'll catch back here tomorrow. Cheers.
Disclaimer, 42 Macro does not provide, and no portion of our content purports to be, individualized or specific investment advice. And 42 Macro does not provide investment advice to individuals. All information provided by 42 Macro is general in nature and is made without regard to individual levels of sophistication or investment experience, investment preferences, objectives, or risk parameters, and without regard to the suitability of the content for individuals or entities who may access it. No information provided by 42 Macro should be construed as an offer to sell or a solicitation of an offer to buy any security or investment vehicle, nor should it be construed as tailored or specific to you or consumer thereof. You understand and agree that our content does not constitute specific recommendations of any particular investment, security, portfolio, transaction, or strategy, nor does it recommend any specific course of action is suitable for any specific person or entity or group of persons or entities. At any point in time, the employees of 42 Macro may own a portion of or all the ETF securities discussed in 42 Macro Research content. 42 Macro Research content is based upon information from sources believed to be reliable. 42 Macro is not responsible for errors, inaccuracies, or omissions of information, nor is it responsible for the accuracy or authenticity of the information upon which it relies.